Future CEOs on CliffCentral.com.
Welcome back to Future CEOs here on Cliff Central. We just had a very, very interesting conversation. Let's call it or title it Brands That Connect Emotionally Win. And it really was a very, very interesting conversation. And I think it's going to form part of the conversation we're going to be having in studio with a couple of guys who are in the startup space. Is that correct, guys?
Correct.
In the startup space. Let's jump straight into it. You guys are doing some work, and I know you corrected me off air, but I'm going to introduce and then you correct me here as well. The CRM space. It's not CRM. What is it, Lawrence? You corrected me.
It's the sales management space.
Sales management space. Okay. Well, fine. Then these guys are doing or have started a business in the sales management space. Craig, what's the brand?
Our company is called Kusasa Information Systems.
Okay.
The product itself is called Sailboat.
Sailboat. Sail, and there's a little bit of a play there, isn't there? Just tell us what the play is.
Yes. The sail in Sailboat is S-A-L-E, as in sales team.
The sales team versus the S-A-I-L, which is, of course, the sail that you would have in a sales boat. But anyway, a very interesting brand. Where did it come from?
Well, it came from basically people needing a way to manage their sales.
Okay.
So we have been doing this business for a while, and somebody approached us with the idea that they need to manage their salespeople, and we kind of ran with it, and we worked out how to do it, what's great about the way this specific company does things, what's not so great, and how we can really make the sales space more practical and more efficient.
Sure. Sure,
I think it needs to be said within that, in that what we did was we built the sales management platform with a sales team on hand at all times, a very successful sales team. But we saw the inefficiencies with them. We figured out ways to battle these inefficiencies, and we created something around them as opposed to creating something for them.
Fantastic.
We made it with them.
Oh, fantastic. And that really is what we should be doing in any kind of startup environment. I think they call it scratch the itch, right? Scratch the itch that the consumer is experiencing. Before we go any further, let's learn a little bit more about you guys individually. Who wants to go first? Introduce yourself. Maybe Craig, you want to introduce yourself?
Okay. Craig Baker. I am... I've got quite a wide variety of experience in business.
Okay.
I started my first business when I was 19.
Oh, wow. So. Okay. Very nice.
And then while I was studying, I started my second business, which was got into IT a little bit more.
Okay.
And then eventually got into the software development side of things and the sales management in terms of Sailboat.
Okay.
Over time. I'm not sure. How would I describe myself more than that?
Yeah, that's actually a nice idea. Give us a word or two that may best describe you, maybe within the construct of your team, because we'll go there in a moment. Because often people start businesses by themselves, but in a team, it's much better. Lawrence, you're one of the other members of this team. You have a third member that's not here in studio with us. Just tell us a little bit about yourself, and then let's go into this idea of describing us ourselves within a team.
And a fourth as well.
But
I think it would be important for maybe I'll say two words about Craig and he can say two words about me.
That's a good idea. As long as there's no fighting in studio. We don't mind too much blood, but just not on the carpet.
Well, my name's Lawrence Baker. Craig is my brother, my older brother.
Okay, interesting.
When I was studying insurance economics at WITS, we basically came together to make this company Kusasa. I just happened to be at the right place at the right time.
Okay.
I said, guys, I'll be your sales director. And that was over 2 years ago, and now we're still going strong.
Very interesting.
Craig is the focused brain behind the company.
Okay.
And if I could add my own two words for myself, I'm the big dreamer who just can't stop dreaming and only focuses on what everything can be.
And, of course, if you're a sales director, you probably don't take no for an answer either. Craig, give us a couple of words for your brother here. How would you describe him? And you don't have to be all polite here. Hey?
Well, I definitely describe him as persistent. He tends to... He works a lot on all of our clients gives everyone a good amount of attention and makes sure that everybody gets what they needs out of it. And I'd say he's learning to be quite patient now that he's got lots of customers on. We're dealing with everybody.
Mm.
And it makes a makes a big difference to our team that he's available to deal with people and make sure everybody's happy.
Mm-hmm. Very, very good. Let me just quickly jump on online here. So, I mean, if you go to I've gone there, getsailboat.co.za. That's correct, right?
Yes.
I'm not reading someone else's site here, I don't think. You guys have been around for a fairly short period of time. I beg your pardon. But, I mean, I'm reading here that pages accessed over 280,000, clients or prospects loaded over 9,000, meetings created just under 18,000. We've got 17,984.
It's actually about 25,000 now since the last update.
Oh, really? Okay, fantastic. Well, first, congratulations. But just let's talk a little bit about this journey, because it's young, but I mean, these are good numbers. Tell us a little bit about it, Craig, please.
Well, as I said, we started with a big sales team who was working with us from the start, and they basically gave us a very short amount of time to come up with something that they needed.
Did they approach you? They said, look, we've got these issues, these inefficiencies, we want you to help us to reduce this. Is that what happened?
Let me tell you the story. We had another system that we were trying to sell. We got an in at a great company, very innovative,
okay,
very, very forward-thinking.
Mm.
We came in to sell something else called Pix,
okay,
which no one needs to worry about. What
okay
happened in that meeting is, sitting there, we all realized, sitting around the boardroom table with some very high-powered people,
mm,
we realized that what they needed would be a great system for anyone, not just their sales team, but for any sales team.
Okay.
So we kind of created this idea sitting around a boardroom table within an hour.
So let's just talk through this, because this is a very interesting, in fact, interaction that you may have been having. You were at a client, you realized that what you were pitching wasn't right. In that moment, did you change angle? Did you say, okay, guys, let's just stop right here. We're not actually connecting. What do you really need? Is that how the conversation went?
It basically was. This still will be the greatest sale of my entire life.
Okay, fantastic. Your first, is that right? Was it a first?
It wasn't the first, but it was the first for Sailboat.
First for Sailboat.
Because Sailboat didn't exist. We pitched Sailboat,
good
which
point.
We didn't have a sailboat to sell.
Yeah.
But we knew we could do it. We went in, we were confident, we were young, we were ready, and they gave us the opportunity, and we took off, and we made it, and now it's an extremely successful platform that has helped them tremendously.
Craig, how did you convince these individuals in that meeting, when you see that there's not a fit, that they must still trust you enough to go with you? Being young, being really a startup in many ways, how did you do that? How did you build that trust or rapport?
A lot of it has to do with the technical affinity we kind of displayed from the go. We already have a platform that does something, and the platform that they wanted uses similar technology. The way it works is basically what we showed them, except they wanted something specifically for the way their sales management team works.
Okay, so a little bit of a tweak, a little bit of they could see it in your product already, so they were able to say, okay, these guys know what they're doing, let's see if they can add this dimension to it. That's the conversation
and
you had to have with
them? It definitely did take a leap of faith from the sales director.
Absolutely.
At the time. She really believed in us, she still does. And she's still our greatest friend when it comes to Sailboat, a huge driving force behind Sailboat at the moment.
Fantastic. Well, I guess that's what happens when you start with something and you go to a client and you say, this is what you really need, or what is it that you really need? Here, let us tweak it, let us develop it for you, and we'll scratch that very specific itch. You're going to get brand ambassadors, aren't you?
Yeah,
we do. Every client that approaches us, we look at how we can help them specifically, their specific scenario, the way they work, the way their sales team works. We are constantly developing our product and making it more functional, more useful for everybody who uses it.
But at the same time, bearing in mind, because we developed it with a fully functioning sales team, it is almost ready to go into any sales team, no matter how big or small or whatever the case. Because when we built it, we realized, okay, this is great for this client, but also we wanted to make it accessible for any client.
Mm.
So when we built it from the ground, we made it as flexible and as accessible for anyone, any company, no matter what their hierarchy, it doesn't matter. Whatever your company is, it will remain that way, and Sailboat will fit into how your company is structured.
So I want to get into that in a little bit, but before we go there, let's talk a little bit about this journey of the startup journey that you guys have had. Maybe some of the lessons that you've learned, maybe some of the conflict that has existed. Share with our audience, because some of them are out there and they are in the same phase that you're in the same place that you're in. Have you guys spilt each other's blood? Have you fought with each other? And I'm not going to accept a no as an answer.
We fight almost every day.
Okay.
There is no peace in our office ever.
Okay.
Because we're all such we're very different people. And that's what makes us so great as well.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's what disruption is, isn't it? I mean, if you want to be disruptive in a market, you have to sometimes fight or bump heads and convince each other of things. And Craig?
Yeah, we do get along most of the time. I'm usually the mediator, the person who steps in and says, right, let's actually do it this way.
Interesting.
Let's actually get something going now. Stop messing around, stop fighting.
And then, there's been a little bit of conflict, which is not necessarily unhealthy. It's very good. It helps you define where you're going. Tell us a little bit about some of the early days and the lessons that were learned. What's the biggest mistake you made early on, and how did you rectify that?
I think the biggest mistake that any, especially in software development, because your cycle of actually developing a software system is quite a long cycle.
Mm.
So if it's easy to accept work. You can accept work from all sides, and everyone wants everything. But when they want it now, that's when your problem arises.
Mm.
And I think a lesson we can learn is just to say, okay, we cannot accept any more work. Stop selling. Just do what we have. But luckily now with Sailboat itself, because it's fully built, it's ready, it's on the market.
Yeah, yeah.
We can sell Sailboat.
Easy to deploy, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So Sailboat can be sold because it's ready. It's everything's perfect. But, you know, for our custom software that we do develop, which we do as well, it's our lesson has been just to, you know, you can say yes to everyone, but eventually you're going to have to say no. And well, that's what we learned.
Yeah, there comes a tipping point, isn't there? It's almost a bell curve. You get to a point where you're in the sweet spot. You're developing at the rate that you need to without hindering quality.
Exactly.
But if you go beyond that, of course, we begin to dip.
Yeah, expanding on that a bit, we did start the company without formal funding. We all put in a little bit of money and got started. It's all organic. And when we started, we had to take on a couple of contracts to keep the cash flow going, to keep things moving,
sure,
essentially. And it was quite a challenge to build our own platform while having to build other people's platforms, custom software and websites,
sure,
and things like that.
Mm.
So that juggling act that we had to do when we started Kusasa was quite tricky for us. And we're getting to the point now where we can focus on Sailboat and on our own apps and make it really big and make it work.
But what I like about that is that you must be able to, or you must be flexible. You must have a focus, but there must definitely be the ability to be agile and move along as is necessary, supply for what your needs are. You have spoken a little bit about a bootstrapping element here. How have you guys been able to maybe deal with some of the ideas that you have to have this big marketing budget? So we spoke about this connecting with audiences or connecting with customers in the previous segment here today. How did you guys begin to get the ball rolling? Certainly, I mean, these numbers are big. These numbers look really nice. Where did it all begin?
Okay, well, that's a difficult question.
Okay.
Any small business understands that you need to spend money to make money.
Sure.
And what we did was, and still not entirely, but we continue to do, we spend as much as we can, because having the greatest idea in the world means nothing. Having the greatest product in the world like we do means nothing unless people know about it.
Mm.
So if you, obviously we couldn't afford marketing in the beginning, so we started with social media. We started with anything that was free. We posted PR little essays in Biz Community, things that are free like that.
Sure.
We have Twitter, we have Facebook, we have LinkedIn, all of those. And eventually, and as well as direct sales. So we would be basically cold calling and saying, guys, this is what we have. We know it's going to help you. Come and use this, which is direct sales is obviously a form of marketing.
And let's jump in on that point. I think too many individuals, too many businesses, too many startups, they put stuff out onto social media and then suddenly that is their strategy instead of and maybe exclude this idea of direct selling. But you cannot. I mean, how can you be trying to sell a product digitally?
I think people mistake. There's a very big difference between sales and marketing.
Mm.
Marketing is telling people about your product, but sales is telling a specific person that you need my product. Marketing is too broad to actually get you sales. Obviously, your website is your biggest salesperson. It gets your leads, but you need someone selling the actual product, someone who people can relate to, sit in front of them and say, listen, you need this.
Maybe the difference between positioning the brand and closing the loop on the brand with the customer.
Yeah, I think
that's what I'm hearing you say. Craig, the thought?
Yeah, I think it's definitely that way. A lot of our initial business is all word of mouth. It's getting out there and saying, look at what we're doing, guys. Do you know anyone who might need this? Do you have any leads for us? You use your whole network. You use every resource you have at your disposal. That you can afford, essentially.
Now, Lawrence, you also used a word in this idea of the sales idea or sales approach. That I mean, you really got to know that your product is the right fit. It sounds like you guys are pretty convinced.
Yeah.
So let's talk about this. I'm going to say CRM. You've already corrected me. The sales management offering
platform
that you guys are doing here because you're confident. But tell me why you're confident. Sell me.
Okay, well, that's going to be pretty easy.
Oh, suddenly there's a glint in his eye and he's sitting up straight. He knows what he's talking about.
Sales management is something that's vitally important for any company. All companies have sales teams. All major companies need sales teams. Whether you have a sales team of one person or 2,000 people, you need some way to manage that. Most CRMs on the market don't focus on the sales reps themselves, or the managers, or the directors. They focus on like the name is CRM means consumer relationship management,
customer relationship.
Yeah.
Your customer's relationship with your company is great to know, but what about your sales reps? What are they doing? How do you know that they're being efficient and effective?
Okay.
And can a company with a CRM actually answer that question?
So we are talking about the difference between just a... Maybe it goes back to the idea of marketing versus a real sale. We're talking about the relationship between your salesperson, the person that is sitting in front of your client, and that client versus just this idea of customer relations.
Exactly.
That's what I'm hearing.
And our system does encompass CRM functionality, of course. It's very useful. But we go further than that because we say, let's say, for example, you set targets for your sales team. Every year you bump their target up 15%. Why are you bumping it up 15%? Do you know what that salesperson is doing every day?
Yep.
Maybe you could bump it up 100% if you saw what they were doing day to day.
Or maybe you don't need to bump it up at all with respect to this idea of always bumping up targets. And
100%.
You just help someone become more effective because you realize that they are doing 50 sales calls a week, but only 10% of those are converting. So actually, you put some more money into the training and development of these individuals.
That was my next point. I was going to get to the fact that some sales reps, I mean, some people are born to sell, and some people struggle because it isn't actually first nature to brag about something that you do or something that you have or whatever the case is.
Sure.
So sales reps often need a bit of help. They need training. They need things like that. And what Sailboat will show you is, okay, this guy is doing 12 meetings a day. He's flying. What a sales rep. But his conversion rate is 3%. How can it be so low? Then you can actually go in further into each meeting he has, see what's happened in those meetings with the notes and with times and all of that, who he spoke to, what they spoke about, all of that. And then you can say, okay, I see. He's hitting the wrong elements completely. He needs to be asking these questions, not these. And because of that, you can say, right, you go to training. Come back, bump up your sales ratio to 10%, your conversion ratio.
Yep.
And that's what it's about.
So hold on here, because I'm lucky to have in my history some interesting work in some interesting brands. And often these kinds of platforms are welcomed because of the idea that they're going to be able to identify the needs or identify what we should be doing, how we should be developing our people. But they come with a little bit of, maybe we can call it bureaucracy or a little bit of red tape, you know, time that these people or the sales guys have to put in to all of this. How do you deal with that concern?
Okay, so that's a great place to go, because that's where I was going to go.
Excellent.
When you hire a salesperson, you hire them to sell a product or a service.
Sure.
That's what you hired them to do. That's what they need to be doing. Admin, red tape, bureaucracy, they don't need to be dealing with that. So, I mean, half of the admin that sales reps do can be done by a computer.
Mm.
And that's what we've done. We've taken away that admin.
And automated it.
We've automated it all. And we've said, right, you have to sell, go and sell. You take your, it's a cloud-based service, it's with you on the road, you don't even have to come back to the office.
Fantastic.
Everything you do, from the time you're at a meeting, it's already recorded that you're there. There's no going back to the office, filling in all this paperwork, 700 questions about whatever that your sales director wants to know, because the system captures it for you automatically.
And of course, to all those sales people who are listening to this right now, if you hear Sailboat is being introduced into your business, no longer can you slack off and do whatever you want. It sounds like it really sounds like a great system. Let's pull back again and let's just talk about this journey one more time. That maybe we can end off there. We can round off the conversation, because it seems like you've got a great product. It seems like there is a lot of value that you're going to be adding. How do you guys plan to deal with scale? How have you been preparing for that? Have you sat back and said, look, I mean, if we do this right, we've got a great product, we've got to grow. Have you guys planned for this? Or what's the next step here?
All right. Part of my work that I do is constantly saying, okay, what do we need to do next? What are we doing once we've got this many clients?
So all of this reevaluation, ongoing reevaluation.
So there's basically two types of scaling we're talking about from our perspective. We have the scaling of the software itself,
sure,
which means we need bigger, more servers, bigger, more power, more people.
Sure.
And then scaling the business itself, which means we need more developers, more marketing and salespeople.
Support staff, yeah. and, yeah.
And the differences are pretty vast in the way we have to focus on the two different aspects of it. The one hand, we can spend all our time and money focusing on getting more users. On the other hand, we need to maintain the product and keep everything running smoothly.
Mm.
And that is Craig's function. That's, he performs a balancing act while we each perform our tasks.
I guess that maybe that's half the answer then. Make sure you've got the right team together. It certainly seems like you guys are a good team. I'm always impressed when people that are related work together. Fantastic. But I mean, from all accounts and from what I'm looking on or looking at when I'm online, what is it? Getsailboat.co.za.
Sailboat, spelled S-A-L-E.
Exactly, like sales staff, sailboat.co.za. But I mean, it's looking great. You guys seem to have it together. I think if I was in that boardroom way back when, I would probably have given you the thumbs up and said, you're our guys. A final word. Our future CEOs community is listening. Give them a little bit of a motivating kick just to get them through the rest of the day. Maybe they're struggling. Maybe they've just been at a client and they said no. A quick kick for them.
Okay, well, I mean, it depends where you want to look. On my side, I always look at, there's no one standing outside your door every morning waiting to give you money.
Very nice.
There is plenty money in the world. It's the most abundant resource that there is.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to go out and get your share.
Mm.
And if you're waiting for something to happen, it's not going to happen. Go and do something.
Fantastic. Be a doer. Very nice. Craig, a final word from you?
Yeah, from my side, you need to focus on what you have, what you can control. Don't stress about things that are way out there, out of your control. Just work with what you have and make it work.
Mm.
Everyone has something special about them and something they can use, and that's what you need to use. You need to make work.
Fantastic. That just reminds me of the saying, and I'm probably going to hash it up here, but it says something to the effect of plan in years, operate in months, and live in days. Something to that effect. I think that's what I'm hearing. Guys, it's been fantastic having you in studio. Thank you for the insights, and thank you for more than just the insights, the commitment that we can sense from you around Sailboat and what you guys are offering. All right, everyone, that is the future CEOs here on cliffcentral.com for the day. If you want to get hold of this conversation, go to cliffcentral.com/future-CEOs. You'll get the podcast there. And we will see you same time, same place next week. Have a great rest of your day.
Future CEOs on cliffcentral.com.